Hello, everyone. It's Dee in New York City, 63-year-old lady, vegetarian. And guess what? I just let out released my brand new squirt. It was for the lockdowns. That's right. It's my squirt shoots for the lockdowns. A friend of mine actually helped me do this in another location. I usually let out a squirt shoot in my location where I live. And I set up my room in different ways. My room is a little bit busy. These days now, I'm concentrating on a small, tiny mixing board, a Serato that I may hook up to a $100 laptop. The Serato is about 80 bucks, and I've never mixed before. It's got a scratching ability there. And today looks like a good day to try to start this up so I can have some fun with it. I mean, I'm 63 years old. I would have liked to have worked in a recording studio many years ago or get involved with creating some of my own music, but I never did. And I spend a lot of time, if you notice my reviews on YouTube, DB Burns or DB Burns Pasvolsky. My stepdad was a musician. He knew Dinah Shore and Ella Fitzgerald in the 40s. His name was Bob Bennett Orchestra. He was my stepdad. My real dad was a guy by the name of Pasvolsky, and they created the first doctrines, his family members, for the Constitution of our country and the United Nations. And even a grandfather of mine was a volunteer fireman for Bergenfield, New Jersey, back in the day. But all I'm seeing in New York City these days is, terrible incidences of fires, accidents, thefts, robberies, assaults, batteries, citizen apps, my local crime, spot crime app operations, Groupons, and a government that is just really taking over most of our planet these days for their profits. It's time for the humans to rise up. It's the year of the tiger. It's supposed to be a very happy, enthusiastic year. And I'm born the year of the dog, so it could work well for me. But I'm walking around with a horrendous injury where I have a pound of metal in my left foot and ankle. And it's very difficult for me to get around these days. Even though I support this guy, Mr. Cash, he's got the One Cup One Life. And you can see his tutorials on YouTube or keshfoundation.org, who's creating or has a Spaceship Institute enhancement units. He can regrow arms and legs and brains and create a fish out of a drop of water. So, and probably many other really great new technologies that many of us haven't seen. He's got a store, I guess. There's products you can buy on Amazon, Etsy, eBay, from what I know. Mr. Kesh has he's got his YouTube channels, his Knowledge Seeker workshops, his Peace Councils. He's got enhancement units throughout the globe to heal folks, to change their, balance them more psychologically, help with Alzheimer's or PTSD and many injuries and illnesses. So I give a thumbs up to Kesh, and there's a lot more I could do for Kesh, and I try to relay messages to folks to make up a One Cup One Life. It's water, zinc, copper, salt, attached to a small AA battery with little wires, and you create some white GANs that falls to the bottom of the cup. It's plasma water, energized water. You spray it in the air on a Sunday, create a peace dome. You could drink the rinsed water. You can bathe with it. You can wash yourself with it in the shower. You can throw it in your toilet bowl. You could clean with it. You can put it on your injuries. You could regrow plants, create larger plants on farms with the One Cup One Life. You could prevent tornadoes and hurricanes if you spray it in the air. If folks would do three things on the planet today, which I suggest is: one, become vegetarian; two, make up a One Cup One Life for yourself; And three, patrol your neighborhoods, your villages, and wherever you live, keep things safe for yourself. And these are the three things that I think are very important these days for most folks. Just letting you know what I think. You know, I'm related to some important people in life. You can read my other posts, Italian, Spanish, German, Native American, Irish, Black. I'm also Ukrainian, Russian, believe it or not. I've had a lot of setbacks in life. 500,000 of us girls were in New York City in the 80s. We all left the city. There wasn't enough work for us. I worked a lot of jobs and still see a very low Social Security, got very little on a cost of living adjustment, where I, instead of seeing $50 a month, I should have seen $500 a month, which would give me $1,300 a month to live on, which is still poverty existence. But I live on less than $10,000 a year my entire life. And you can look at me and say, gee, the lady looks like she's doing well. Well, I'm crippled today and not doing so well. I'd like a love relationship. I'd like to get married. This year would be a good time. I have some suitors that may be interested. Do I have my own place? Can I afford to support someone else? Am I happy where I'm living these days? In a six-floor walk-up with a broken foot? No. Will I see a better day? Will I see a nice place for myself? Will I hook up and get married and have a nice life with one person? I'd love to have that. Costs money, right? And, you know, I'm 63 these days, so I'm crossing my fingers. I'm hoping for the best. All I can do is relay a few messages to folks and hope things work out better for you. Okay? Well, that's me, D. Burns, DB Burns on YouTube. I'm also anchor.fm here, /DB-Burns or D-Burns. And I have a lot of old porn up. I squirt once a week, and usually I will, attach some kind of a message with it. You know, I just don't squirt for nothing. But so this week, my squirts were for the lockdowns. There you go. Had a nice, big, long squirt. It lasted, a few seconds, and it went about 6 feet out in the air. All right, there you go. What does a squirt feel like? Well, it's not really orgasmic, but after you have a squirt, you do feel like you're a bit drained. So you need to drink, you know. I'll drink some one cup one life. I'll drink some water, some apple juice to try to replenish. You know, I squirt probably, I would say, a quarter of a cup. So that's how it goes. Only women can squirt, by the way. They have two skein muscles on the side there in their pelvis by their bladder and their openings and everything. And, you know, I would say only women can squirt. I don't know if men can do that. I doubt it. Will a hermaphrodite be able to squirt? I don't know that. I haven't talked to one. I don't know if they can. You know? Could be. I'm not sure. Has anybody done the research on that? Do men squirt? Do hermaphrodites squirt? That's an interesting question. Well, something to ponder, think about. Well, do your research. Maybe someone could give me some information on that. Who knows? All I'm seeing is a lot of technologies and new things happening for very insular groups of folks. And the rest of us are just plodding along in life these days. Should be better for most of us here. Okay, bye for now. Stay positive. D, New York City.